Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today what we want to talk about is FOMO in startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So fear of missing out when you're a founder or you're a startup. And I think we've talked about this, Heaton, in a variety of ways in past episodes, but never really directly and with a focus on, because a lot of the advice that we give can be summarized at don't worry about what everybody else is doing, focus on your customer, focus on the problems they have customer insight and intimacy, and that's always going to lead you in the right direction and at the end of the day to success. And don't be distracted by the shiny fad, by what's fashionable, by what everybody else is doing, but whatever the recent article you read about this new startup, that unicorn startup that exploded, about the recent growth hacks some online marketing guru is sharing with you. Don't get distracted by all this noise. Focus on what truly matters, which is your customer. But we've never talked about like how powerful fear of missing out is and how it plays and messes with founders' minds and how to use it sometimes maybe in the marketing to attract customers. I'll tell you one recent situation and why I wanted to talk about this, because I've thought about this many times, but just recently I was on a boat and we were sailing and island hopping in the Mediterranean, and I was with 10 other founders from all around the world. And we had a great time with great discussions and everything. And one funny thing that happened was that there were two of these founders that had made a shit ton of money in the past few months investing in cryptocurrencies, right? Especially in one cryptocurrency. And just an insane amount of return. And they were just, they were very enthusiastic about it, obviously. And they kept talking about it. They couldn't shut up about it. And they were very passionate. And that passion, that excitement of having made a ton of money recently with an investment and with something that's even exciting, you could tell how it was affecting a lot of other people on the boat. And obviously, a lot of people had already invested a little bit in cryptocurrencies or knew about it or thought about investing. But you could tell how just over the days, more and more people started leaning in and getting that sensation of, shit, maybe I'm missing out on something. Maybe everybody's getting rich with this thing and I'm just stupid not putting a lot of money in there as well. And I even caught myself in a moment thinking, am I stupid? You know, because I haven't invested in this specific cryptocurrency. Am I stupid? Should I do something about this? And then I remembered this quote. This is one of my favorite Charlie Munger quotes, which is, somebody's always getting richer quicker than you. That's not a tragedy, right? And to me, I was like, okay, do I really care about this? Am I really knowledgeable about this? If I invested money in this right now, what would be the core reason I'm doing it? And the only reason why I would be doing it is greed and fear of missing out, being afraid that everybody else is on some kind of a train that I'm missing out. And I was like, I'm getting rich in so many different ways. I don't have to be part of everything. And this is something I'm not that knowledgeable about. I'm not that passionate about. I don't have any real strategy or real like insight or principle that would lead me to invest, other than just being a follower, being a sheep, being somebody that's just afraid that somebody else is getting rich. So I'm like, fuck this, I don't care. And then I noticed, funny enough, the last day, one of the guys on the boat,